The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Wake Up Crew. It's hump day, you know. And we're sponsored by America's Thrift Stores, now open in Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard in Murfreesboro. Discover one-of-a-kind statement pieces or name-brand jeans at prices up to 70% off retail. Start thrifting today. You can visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for details. John, Dalton, Brian, all here. We haven't had this opportunity in quite a while.
What'd you miss? 3 days?
I don't know how many days did I miss, Brian.
You were only gone two. Dalton was like off like a week. So
yeah. And well, they've got something to look forward to today.
We're all three back. I don't have to host the 6 o'clock hour today.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry, I missed that.
Well, so. We did talk about on the air how you were taking a nap.
I took a lot of naps.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Octocodine, it'll do it to you, buddy.
What have you been doing? What's happened to you, John? Why are you at home and not here with us?
I think that's kind of personal, Brian, don't you think?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, it's just kind of probing into my personal life.
No, you talked about the drugs you're on, so I don't know.
I had a hip replacement, so I've been out.
The bionic man.
It's amazing I've only missed 2 days. Of course, I'm from home today, so if I sound a little different, y'all will know why.
But I was going to come pick you up, but I knew my truck's a little too tall. You wouldn't be able to get in, so.
Yeah, I figured you had an explanation. This is what Brian did for me. He came by and slapped a whole bunch of papers on my desk and made sure that everything was ready for to go today. And then he brought me some cookies from Melissa Miller that had nothing to do with him. Mm. Oh, what a guy. Yeah.
And you weren't even going to do the show today, but once he showed up with the papers, you thought, oh, I guess I have to.
He did get credit for one day. He asked my son-in-law how I was doing, so he took that as credit that he was checking on me. But other than that, it's okay. I wouldn't have appreciated too many visitors anyway.
Well, John, you're missing this. There's a new sign here in the studio. A big paper sign. Yes, it says one link, every platform, all local. WGNSradio.com/live. That's our new link for everything.
Oh, so we don't say news radio WGNS anymore?
Well, not for the website.
Okay.
Yeah. One link, every platform, all local.
I guess I'm just fortunate I still have a job there, Dalton.
Well, aren't we all?
Is it fortune?
But now, as an announcement, don't expect me on football anytime soon. I can't drive. So, and you think Brian's going to come and get me? No, not going to happen.
He's going to make you do it from home. He's going to make you put the game on the TV so you can do color from your house.
I doubt it. Doubt that. He's got two good analysts up there with him. So,
well, I think the 30 steps up to the press box have something to do with it, too.
Well, yeah, of course it does. But I can't drive to the game anyway. So, and trying to get up there, that might be asking just a little too much. In fact, doing this, it might be asking a little too much. We'll know in about an hour. MTSU hosts Jackson State tonight. That's 5 p.m. airtime. Riverdale is at Oakland tomorrow. And PCA is at MTCS Friday on WGNS and Big G TV this weekend. Tennessee hosts Oklahoma. Vanderbilt is at Texas. And the Titans host the Chargers. So big weekend ahead coming up. By the way, this is episode 1777.
Ooh.
The reason my voice is so out of sort is the mere fact that I've been on drugs.
Wow.
I haven't had a voice since I got on drugs. Now that I'm off drugs, I guess I'm rehabbing or something. So anyway.
I mean, you missed. Yesterday was episode 1776, which is the year the Constitution was signed.
That is something. What happened in 1777? Anything?
I can look it up, I guess.
It was the one-year anniversary of the signing of the Constitution. That's what I would say.
The American forces won the crucial battles of Saratoga, which persuaded France to become an ally.
Okay. All right. Here's our song of the day to wrap up this first segment. It's Halloween songs. Johnny Otis with Marcy Lee, Casting My Spell.
I'm casting my spell on you. You'll never, never be untrue.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy and breezy for today. Showers in the area. Storm is also possible. Highs top out near 58 degrees. Winds east-southeasterly 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, more showers, mainly after midnight. Lows drop to 45. And then still chance for a few showers lingering into Thursday, mainly before noon. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 52.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. And we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Tyler Campbell here, owner of Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn. You can come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn. You can also come and see us at the storefront at 5525 Franklin Road. We have multiple flavors of gourmet popcorn. Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn. Tyler Campbell here. You can come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We are your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Toronto Blue Jays are even two games apiece in the World Series after winning at L.A. in Game 4, 6-2 the final. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. with an early two-run homer. The winning pitcher, Southern California native Shane Bieber, went 5 1/3 innings, one run allowed. The loss to pitcher Shohei Ohtani, he went 6-plus innings on the hill, 6 strikeouts. When he came out, the team was down 2-1. All of the games started about 8 p.m. Eastern time on Fox TV, and Game 5 is in L.A. Wednesday, Game 6 Friday in Toronto. The New Orleans Saints will start rookie quarterback Tyler Shuck at the Rams on Sunday. Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is due to return to practice Wednesday after his hamstring injury. And Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson practiced fully. He's due to return to play this Thursday night at Miami after a hamstring injury. In the NBA, Oklahoma City's 5-0 after edging Sacramento. Philadelphia's 4-0 after winning in overtime at Washington.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Ooh, that's eerie music, fellas. Ooh, scary. 21 after the hour, we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric through Sharing Change. MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. Learn more at sharingchange.org. Ooh, that was scary.
Are you spooked?
We're right there for Halloween, though, aren't we?
I mean, it's, what, 3 days?
Yeah, we've done all the candy things. We've done, costumes. So they're ready to go. So we've talked about Lena is going as a what?
She's going to be Huey for Halloween. She's going as a Labradoodle.
Now, will you and Megan dress up with her? Or?
Well, probably not this year.
Oh, just too much to handle.
Yeah, it's
Happy
a lot.
Halloween!
Lena talks well.
Yeah, for 5 months old, she's got her words down.
That's pretty good. Brian, what are you going to ask?
Let's see. I'll be at a football game, so I'll have a headset on. I'll probably go as radio broadcaster.
Oh, really? Don't you think you want to try to do something that you're good at?
Oh, you've been waiting on that joke for months.
Oh, that is a real costume, though.
He'll
make everybody off. Yeah. So, yeah, that's rough. They're doing a game on Halloween. I just hate it.
Well, it's kind of a normal thing, honestly.
Yeah. That's Oakland Riverdale, too, isn't it?
No, that's MTCS and PCA. We've got Oakland Riverdale tomorrow night, so we've got two games this week.
They bypassed it. Yeah. Okay. All right. So I forgot two games this week. I missed both of them, Dalton.
And then playoffs. I mean, this Saturday morning
playoffs?
On the coaches' show, we're going to talk
playoffs.
Yes, indeed.
Darn. Joshua Sanders. Yeah. Josh Sanders is our SREM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for all he does to keep Rutherford County safe. Joshua Sanders is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. They're located at 117 South Academy Street. And today's Good Neighbor Spotlight is presented by SREM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, celebrating the difference makers who pour their hearts into Rutherford County.
So today's Good Neighbor of the Day, you can send a good neighbor and we'll have them on in the coming days. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get those to us. And the phone number 893-1450, you can call or text. Birthdays and anniversaries here this morning on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Well, today is National Oatmeal Day. So I guess make yourself some oatmeal. It's a simple man's breakfast.
Like do you like oatmeal?
I have to be in a certain mood, but I do like it.
Me too. I mean, I want it good and hot. You know, my mother used to put a little milk in it, you know, to make it creamier. Yeah. Do you like it, Brian?
I like the cinnamon raisin, and nobody else does.
Of course nobody else does. what time is it? 6:24, is that right?
I think.
Okay.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. Weeks after conservative activist Charlie Kirk was shot and killed in Utah, controversy continues at Lipscomb Academy in Nashville. Some families say the Christian school showed little compassion when students honoring Kirk with red ties were told to remove them for violating the dress code. Principal Jesse Savage was later reassigned, prompting protests from teachers. The school has since apologized for not being more understanding and held a memorial for Kirk, but critics say the response still hasn't matched the community's grief. Authorities are searching for four masked suspects involved in an armed robbery early Tuesday at Sunshine Market in Goodlettsville. Police say the suspects entered the store around 5 a.m., held a clerk and customer at gunpoint, and forced them to the floor before disabling the alarm system and turning off the lights outside. The group stole cash and a large number of lottery tickets before fleeing in a stolen white Hyundai Sonata, later found burned on Hollywood Street. No injuries were reported, and the investigation is ongoing.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A new indoor music venue called The Truth is coming to Nashville's Wedgewood-Houston neighborhood next fall. Live Nation says the 4,400-capacity three-story venue will open in 2026 and feature flexible seating, a whiskey bar honoring songwriter Harlan Howard, and a two-story vinyl listening lounge. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
They did the mash. They did the monster mash. Welcome to my laboratory.
Is that where you're at? You're in the laboratory.
I just created Dalton. I don't know what I've created over there on the left. Anyway, welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. And I want to remind you that we have good neighbor events coming up. Rewind is on the way. Another check of the weather and our first look at traffic coming up in just a few minutes.
Happy Halloween.
He's got so many things. He's got so many new buttons.
Boy, he needs to find something to do. Anyway, I do have something for him to do. I've got him to answer a question here. Has it been a relatively calm in terms of landfall hitting hurricanes this year? Because I know we've had a lot of tropical storms, and I know, but they've missed us for the most part. Should I not even bring it up because I'm afraid we're going to have a big major one because I said that?
No, I mean, we're getting toward the end of hurricane season, although it can still happen. Of course, they've got what Melissa has done with, not Melissa Miller, but the storm. But what has happened is they're making their way toward the United States, and then they take a big curve up, you know, to the Northeast. And that's
so it's just kind of a pattern that they've created. I mean, it's
just kind of the pattern of it's been dry. We've had high pressure in the United States on the eastern coast. And so that high pressure keeps the low of the storm from moving closer, and it just pushes it out to sea. So that's been a good thing.
Hey, Dalton, don't you think it'd be a good idea to have Brian do like outside live reports in the mornings?
Yeah, you know? that'd be good. I could produce the show, and we could stick him out in front of the building in a little lawn chair.
Yeah, and he just did the show from there.
I like it.
It'd be kind of cool. Yeah, it's kind of rainy sometimes.
Well,
so
he'd probably get attacked by like a mound of homeless people or something.
Oh. I have never been to the radio station earlier than 5:30 or whatever time it is now or whatever. But I'm at 2 o'clock in the morning might be a little scary. You know, if you have to go in, I know you probably have, Brian.
I've been here many times when the power's out. And so when the power's out, there's no light whatsoever here. And then all of a sudden, you'll hear the power click back on and the blinky lights start and all the computers start whirring, that, you know, it's kind of spooky.
I mean, I know I've had to go back about 11 o'clock or something right after a football game, but it can be kind of scary. You never did work the late shift much, did you? Well, you did football, Dalton.
I did that. And then I did Sunday nights, and that used to end at like 11:30. It's no fun. Yeah.
It's time for Today in History. It's brought to you by our friends over at Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Well, in 1956, NBC anchors Chet Huntley and David Brinkley, the first team up in the Huntley-Brinkley Report.
And this is NBC News, the Huntley-Brinkley Report, assembled for television every weekday night by the world's largest and most comprehensive broadcast news organization, the news department of the National Broadcasting Company.
What was cool about their show is they were in two different locations.
Kind of like us right now.
Yeah.
Well, they were a little further away. One was in Washington and the other one was in New York.
Well, the people I'm just
down the road.
People don't know where you're at, John.
That's
true. Lie.
I'd like to do one time where one of us is on vacation and do a show. Take the equipment and everything you need to take down there and do the show like I'm in Panama City Beach.
So you want to go on vacation and then still do this show?
Well, no, but I'm just saying try it one day.
You want one of us to do it?
No, like one day. Just do it, just do it one day.
Yeah.
This is something that George Harrison criticized Paul McCartney about a lot. 1982, Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson released Girl Is Mine.
Because the doggone girl is mine.
She's mine.
She's mine.
No, she's mine.
The girl is mine.
The girl is mine.
George didn't like the fact that he thought he was like trying to stay relative. And I guess it worked, though. He's still relative today.
Well, he did that with a lot of artists, I think, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, George had the Traveling Wilburys, so it wasn't like, but it was new stuff, too. 1994, Pink Floyd finishes their final concert tour at Earl's Court in London.
Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone.
All in all, it's just another brick in the wall.
We're getting more and more of that interference. Dalton, could you check and see what's going on there? 1998, Space Shuttle Discovery blast off with 77-year-old John Glenn on board, making him the oldest person to go into space. And in 2019, 1.5 million people without power in California as utility company turns power off to try and avoid sparking more wildfires. Coming up is Brandon Brooks with Rewind. We're going to let this play out. It's 6:33. Good morning from the Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Rewind.
October 29th, 1962. Capitol Records released the Beach Boys' debut album, Surfin' Safari. This date in 1971. Dwayne Allman of the Allman Brothers Band killed in a motorcycle crash in Georgia. October 29th, 1977. The release of the Queen album, News of the World. Featuring I'm Brandon Brooks. And that's Rewind.
Since 2013, the annual Progressive Keys to Progress event has provided deserving veterans with vehicles, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more about this program at keystoprogress.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy and breezy for today. Showers in the area. Storm is also possible. Highs top out near 58 degrees. Winds east-southeasterly 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, more showers, mainly after midnight. Lows drop to 45. And then still a chance for a few showers lingering into Thursday, mainly before noon. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 52.
Down in Franklin and Williamson County, they were working with an accident at 65 southbound near Highway 96. Again, that's south of town. It's moving a little bit better here on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane from that earlier wreck, but it's still extremely heavy trying to get down through here on 65 southbound. Right now in this rain here at Trinity Lane, give yourself extra time. It's gotten heavier. 24 west up through Antioch coming in right now from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Stein Dental Care in Nashville, over 350 five-star, wonderful Google reviews. Call Stein Dental Care in Nashville today. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by America Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm, homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
WGNS has been keeping you informed for 78 years on local news, sports, weather, and more. Thank you for supporting us. Remember, this is the weekend we fall back to regular time. The Rutherford County Public Library System is offering free computer classes. Phone the library's Tech Center on Minerva Drive here in Murfreesboro and learn more about those free computer classes. Plus, if you're being challenged by your smartphone, head to any branch of the Rutherford County Library and they'll help you with that issue. It's all free. Would you like to learn more about beekeeping? The Rutherford County Beekeepers meet next week, not this week, but next Monday, 7 o'clock in the evening, and that'll be November 3rd. That's over at the Lane Agri Park. Don't throw away old glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
You don't have to go out and mow the yard. You don't have to rake the leaves. You don't have to wash the car. You don't have to do anything you don't want to.
You do not have the responsibility of your house, worrying about getting shrubbery trimmed, getting a new roof, paying your taxes. All of that is behind you.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years. On Memorial across from Walmart.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, Recycle Right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right, Tennessee.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Our time is 21 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. We've got CBS National News headlines, followed by a local news update, and the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf coming up at 6:57. Before CBS News. How did you do the 2 days I wasn't here on Dad Joke, Brian?
Well, Dalton refused to score.
I abstained from scoring because I knew how poorly it would I would be treated if I scored by myself.
Oh, I see. It would reflect on your ability to score, I guess, because
he was on
a pretty good solid roll. That's why I was asking.
And the jokes were pretty good, but I chose not to score them.
Okay,
so I'm going to for you, really.
I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm just going to hear the joke, and then I'm going to do thumbs up or thumbs down. Are you ready?
Ready.
What did the eye doctor say to Jose?
I don't know. What?
Jose, can you see?
I can't vote on that one. I already heard that one.
Oh,
I'd heard that one before, so I'm disqualified.
I give it a thumbs up. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. 6:41.
CBS News Brief. Hurricane Melissa's moved on to Cuba. It
dumped torrential rain as it made landfall as a Category 3 after pummeling Jamaica. CBS's Jason Allen.
There's no power here in Old Harbor today. Any lights that you see on, that's from generators. We know that there is flooding toward the beach. We know there is flooding that is crossing the road and blocking highways.
Israel says the ceasefire's back on in Gaza after overnight strikes. The BBC's Sebastian Usher.
The scenes across Gaza were reminiscent of the height of the war, with people describing pillars of fire and smoke rising above Gaza City.
Nevada is among states suing the Trump administration to try to stop food benefits from running out this weekend. State Attorney General Aaron Ford.
The law is clear. Congress said that SNAP must be provided to every eligible household. The Trump administration doesn't get to ignore that just because it's politically inconvenient.
CBS News.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Laverne police officers demonstrated swift coordination in response to a kidnapping report involving a newborn baby. The emergency call prompted an immediate response, during which officers collected key suspect and vehicle information. While en route, one officer located the suspect's vehicle, conducted a traffic stop, and safely took the individual into custody. The baby was returned unharmed to the mother. The suspect now faces charges of especially aggravated kidnapping. The Laverne Police Department praised its officers for their quick actions and urged residents to remain vigilant and report suspicious activity, emphasizing that community awareness is vital to public safety. A separate emergency unfolded in Murfreesboro when an SUV crashed into a home on River Rock Boulevard. The impact caused moderate damage to both the vehicle and structure. Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue Department, along with Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services, responded swiftly. One person was transported to Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital for evaluation. To ensure structural safety, Murfreesboro specialized collapse rescue technicians installed a support shore to stabilize the home. Units from Engine 9, Rescue 1, and Battalion Chief 2 worked in coordination to secure the scene. The cause of the crash remains under investigation, but neighbors commended the rapid response. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick and digestible format, but more than just the headlines, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast, which is available on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and over on our website, WGNSradio.com. Whether you're walking the dog or getting your first cup of coffee for the morning, be sure you're doing it informed with the Rutherford Roundup. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
We're talking with Peggy Parton.
The first thing my husband said to me was, Peggy,
We're not getting any younger. I do not want to be left in this house without you, and you don't want to be left in this house without me. And we're going to go to Adam's place and check it out. And it didn't take but about 30 minutes to know that we were coming here.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart, 615-904-9111.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. Sevier County Mayor Larry Waters is in Washington, D.C. this week pushing for FEMA reform as part of the National Association of Counties Disaster Reform Task Force. Waters and other county leaders are meeting with lawmakers to support the FEMA Act, which aims to make disaster relief faster, fairer, and more transparent. He wants FEMA to move from a reimbursement model to a grant system so local communities can respond more quickly after disasters. After more than 7 hours of testimony, the Metro Nashville Board of Ethical Conduct has cleared District 1 Councilmember Joy Kimbrough of ethics violations. The board voted unanimously to dismiss allegations that Kimbrough sought $500,000 from developer Ryan Moses in exchange for supporting a rezoning request. Board members cited a lack of evidence and found Moses' claims unsubstantiated. Following the decision, Kimbrough said she felt vindicated after months of scrutiny, adding the experience taught her to be more cautious when meeting with developers. More news in 30 seconds.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
City leaders celebrated the grand opening of a new green space at Nashville Yards on Tuesday. The Ascension St. Thomas Landing features a dog park, amphitheater, urban farm, fire pits, and space for concerts and markets. It also includes Under Broad, a recreation area beneath Broadway, with 5 covered pickleball courts and a 9-hole putting course. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Every minute. 6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew, just a couple of days away from Halloween. Miss Luna will be going as Huey, the dog.
Yes.
I bet she's just as cute as a button, cute little button.
She hasn't tried it on yet.
No, really?
No.
What if it doesn't fit?
Well, I'm scared she's going to puke on it.
Well,
that's probably going to happen somewhere along the line anyway.
Yeah, and I don't know that it's machine washable, so we're waiting for the day.
You could put it.
Won't even get to go to Grandpa's house and even do trick or treating at Grandpa's.
He won't even be there.
No. Yeah. Well, I'm going to shut my doors, turn the lights off, and hope nobody knocks on the door.
You should have had him give you your hip bone, so you could use it as a Halloween decoration.
Would you?
I don't think there was anything left of my hip bone, actually.
Oh, okay. Would you have wanted to see that? I mean, some people, they want to see that kind of stuff. I don't know.
No, but I did hear
that the reason you're put to sleep, for the most part, is they're just banging on your body. I mean, they're like ramming that new hip in the side of your, body. And it said it's really painful. It's like, I've got big bruises on the left side of my leg right now. And I go, where are they from? Oh, that's where they just ram it down in there. I mean, it's funny to hear the nurses talk about it because they said you wouldn't want to see it. You wouldn't want to be awake when it happens.
Never before a surgery go and watch it on YouTube. Never.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that'd be bad. But they've put a rod down my throat because when I got in there, I was already sedated, but I could feel them pulling my legs apart and placing these things like around my legs where my legs wouldn't move. And then they start playing on the left side. I said, fellas, hey, look, man, I'm not asleep. I can feel this. Oh, just hold on just a second. Boom, I'm out. Next thing I know, I'm out. And they put a tube. They had to go ahead and put a tube down. They weren't planning on it, but they went ahead. And that's why my voice, I guess, sounds the way it does.
So you actually had enough wherewithal to say, hold on, wait a minute, fellas.
Yeah. I said, I can feel this. I don't know if I'm supposed to or not, because they kind of give you a local, you know, like an epidural kind of thing. I could feel them. And the next thing, and he said, I'll take care of that. The next thing I know, I'm out. I don't remember anything else after that. So.
And what's the first thing you remember after it was over?
The first thing I remember, the nurse looking at me and going, oh, you're awake.
No pain?
There wasn't any pain at all the first day. Wasn't a whole lot of pain until the second day, till the epidural ran out, you know.
And you didn't really get it till you got off your drugs.
Yeah, I really haven't had a lot of trouble with pain. It's been manageable. So it's been, you know, I'm able to sit comfortably. That's important. Able to sleep pretty good. Just walking a little bit, that's the hardest part, I guess. But it hasn't been too bad.
I saw you get down some steps pretty good the other day and get in a car. So, hey.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not near what a knee is. I'll put it that way. Doesn't even come close. I think by the time I get to drive, I'll be back to work, boys, seeing you guys up there every day.
Yay.
You look excited about it.
Yeah. I don't know. This is pretty sweet. This is a pretty sweet setup.
Those shows I did from home.
I'm going to get a sandwich. I can get a drink because there actually are drinks at my house, you know. But you can't get a donut or anything that Brian brings Dalton. Can't get any of that.
Well, now I'm sitting in your seat, so I'm far away from his table, so I can't just snatch his food.
Oh, you're sitting in my seat in honor.
Well, it's easier to see you on the TV.
Oh, okay.
From here. Right.
Yeah, we like to see who we're talking to, you know. Don't you?
I don't know. Y'all had coffee guys in the other day, and I didn't get to see that at all. First time they have somebody over, and nope, I'm not there. All right, we're ready for some birthday guys?
Sure.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right, here we go. Not a lot of birthdays, celebrity birthdays. Sonny Osborne, born in 1937, American bluegrass banjo player of the Osborne Brothers.
Oh, John's buck dancing now. Can you see John's buck dancing? Oh my gosh, look at that new hip go.
1947, Richard Dreyfuss, American actor, born in Brooklyn, New York. That was from The Goodbye Girl. In 1948, Kay Jackson, actress, she was in The Rookies and Charlie's Angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Both of those shows, by the way. Both of those shows she left. 1971, Winona Ryder, American actress, born in Minnesota. And here are the local birthdays. Are you guys ready? Stephanie McGoldrick, Ron Jordan, Robert Alsop, Bill Watts, Bill Bryant, Charlie Monk, and Deshae McDonald.
And super easy to get more into us, 615-893-1450 is the phone number, WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website, and a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig, that's the prize. Get them on in.
And we'll be back with more of the Wake Up Crew. We've got to take our last look at the weather here in the 6 o'clock hour. It's 6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy and breezy for today. Showers in the area. Storm is also possible. Highs top out near 58 degrees. Winds east-southeasterly 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, more showers, mainly after midnight. Lows drop to 45. And then still chance for a few showers lingering into Thursday, mainly before noon. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 52.
No middlemen, no mystery, just fresh picked produce.
Straight from the Tennessee dirt to your dinner table.
Rutherford County Farmers Market,
where our family feeds your family.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, there's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Good morning. We got a couple of accidents and their cleanup stages out here. Lots of standing water on main and secondary arteries this morning as this rain continues to move through Middle Tennessee, making things a little bit harder coming down 65 southbound right now with all that heavy rain through Robertson County and Sumner County, trying to clean up a couple of wrecks we had earlier, including 165 southbound south of Trinity Lane. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you ready to take control of your energy usage and save money? Download the MyMTE app to track your energy consumption, pay your bill, and even report outages right from your phone. It's free and available now in iOS and Android.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Look, try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave our store humming.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adam's Place. The food, of course, is wonderful. It really is. We have a menu, but if there's something that you really don't care for, there is an alternate menu. You know, you can get anything that you really like. I often get salmon.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
The mayor, oh, he's back.
Trust no one unless I tell you to do so.
Intense. Jeremy Renner there in Mayor of Kingstown. It's a new season, and I sat down with Jeremy, who told me he's finally in a good place since that snowplow accident that almost took his life in 2023.
I mean, it feels pretty great, you know, feeling really strong. Did you this season with a lot of clarity, a lot of strength. I mean, it was a long season, and we had a really long, gnarly winter.
Gnarly isn't like low temperatures. Yeah, I mean, the whole nine.
I'm in a business suit, and it's like, you know, the wrong shoes for ice. I'm like, dude, this is terrible. The challenge, you know, I love challenges, but I felt great.
Check out Mayor of Kingstown on Paramount Plus. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Since 2013, the annual Progressive Keys to Progress event has provided deserving veterans with vehicles, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more about this program at keystoprogress.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Oh, now we're really getting scary now.
6:58 here on the Wake Up Crew here from the University City, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Josh Sanders is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for all he does to keep Rutherford County safe. Josh Sanders is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. And today's Good Neighbor Spotlight is presented by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, celebrating the difference makers who pour their hearts into Rutherford County.
You can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate someone as Good Neighbor of the Day, or head on over to our website, wgnsradio.com/goodneighbor.
Okay, don't forget, coming up here on WGNS, we've got the second hour of the Wake Up Crew, but we're powered by America's Thrift Store. Speaking of Halloween, they're your Halloween hub. Stop on in. They've got everything you need for those last-minute costume ideas and a lot of great decor in there as well. And we're coming up on the holiday season, so they've got you covered there at America's Thrift on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
And it's 7 o'clock here, news time.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Hurricane jolts Jamaica and Cuba. Destruction and death in Gaza. Trump on a third term.
Pretty clear. I'm not allowed to run. It's too bad.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the extent of the damage is becoming clear this morning in Jamaica after Hurricane Melissa's destructive punch. Wind gusts topped 200 miles an hour when the Category 5 storm came ashore, and it made landfall later in Cuba as a Category 3. CBS's Jason Allen is outside Jamaica's capital, Kingston.
Cars are underwater. Many homes have turned into piles of rubble. Buildings still standing are flooded.
And officials say rescue efforts for at least three families were stopped due to unsafe conditions. When the slow-moving Category 5 storm made landfall Tuesday afternoon, wind gusts topping 200 miles per hour and torrents of rain violently lashed the island, roofs and debris whipping across the town of Black River. Some residents sheltered inside a hospital as shutters and electrical lines tore through the parking lot. That clinic suffered structural damage and doesn't have power, along with more than 530,000 Jamaicans. Prime Minister Andrew Holness told CBS News.
There's scarcely any building or infrastructure that would escape without some form of damage.
Now to the Middle East. Israel attacked multiple targets in Gaza after accusing Hamas of breaking the ceasefire. Reports say dozens of people were killed. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
Casualties mounted, among them children. One missile hit a camp next to Aqsa Hospital in the center of Gaza, where patients and their families were sleeping. God help us, said Amna Kranawi. What kind of a truce is this? It's a fragile one, with both sides accusing the other of violations. Prime Minister Netanyahu ordered the strikes yesterday after an Israeli soldier was killed near Rafah. Asked about it on Air Force One, President Trump said the action was justified.
They say it was sniper fire, and it was retribution for that, and I think they have a right to do that.
In his latest comment about a possible third term, which the Constitution forbids, President Trump told reporters on Air Force One, quote, "It's pretty clear I'm not allowed to run. It's too bad," unquote.
I have my highest poll numbers that I've ever had, and, you know, based on what I read, I guess I'm not allowed to run. So we'll see what happens.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said yesterday there is no path for Trump to seek a third term, and he doesn't see a way to amend the Constitution. Johnson said Trump has a, quote, good time with trolling the Democrats. Correspondent Weijia Jiang reports the president right now is in South Korea. Tomorrow, he holds talks with China's President Xi.
President Trump received a warm welcome here ahead of those much-anticipated talks with China tomorrow. South Korea's President Lee Jae-myung awarded Trump the nation's highest medal and a gold crown before hosting a dinner with several world leaders. Earlier, Trump spoke to CEOs at the APEC Economic Summit, where he talked about meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. He called a potential trade agreement, quote, a good deal for both. Now, here is what's at stake. Lowering fentanyl-linked U.S. tariffs and avoiding an additional 100% U.S. tariff on all Chinese imports. The U.S. also wants Beijing to resume purchases of soybeans from American farmers and access to China's rare earth minerals.
Half the states and the District of Columbia have sued the Trump administration over the suspension of food stamp benefits amid the ongoing government shutdown. Five Republicans joined Democrats in the Senate on a resolution that would nullify President Trump's tariffs on Brazil, but there's likely to be no action on it in the House. In Brazil, a massive raid in Rio targeted a suspected drug gang. At least 60 suspects were killed. More than 80 people were arrested. Human rights groups have called for an investigation. Back here at home, CBS's Michael Wallace tells us the White House has fired all six members of the federal agency that was expected to review some of President Trump's construction projects.
Congress created the Commission of Fine Arts more than a century ago to offer design advice on projects in the Capital Region. The Washington Post obtained the White House email informing the commissioners their jobs have been terminated. President Trump wants to install allies on the commission as he plans the $300 million ballroom at the White House and the triumphal arch he wants to build across the Potomac River from the Lincoln Memorial.
It's 5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Federal Reserve policymakers wrap up a two-day meeting today. CBS Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady says the outcome seems clear.
We are expecting the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates again, probably by a quarter of a point. Investors are pricing in over 95% chance.
Now to Illinois, where a federal judge has ordered daily briefings from the man commanding the Trump immigration crackdown in Chicago. CBS's Nicole Skanga reports it stems from questions about tactics in several incidents.
Video surfaced of federal agents descending on a Halloween parade in Chicago over the weekend. Trick-or-treaters watch as masked agents load people into white SUVs.
Do not touch him!
And the man who oversees Chicago's immigration operations, U.S. Customs and Border Protection Chief of Patrol Gregory Bovino, arrived at the federal courthouse in Chicago to a chaotic scene.
Two sources tell CBS News the Trump administration is staging a major shakeup of ICE with plans to reassign senior leaders in agency offices across the country amid frustration over current arrest and deportation levels. A 28-year-old man from India faces charges after allegedly stabbing two teenagers with a fork and slapping a woman and a crew member on a Lufthansa flight last weekend from Chicago to Germany. The flight diverted to Boston. The Toronto Blue Jays have evened up the World Series at two games apiece.
There's a fly ball to deep left center field. Headed back there. It is gone! Vlad Jr. gives the Jays the lead.
Vlad Guerrero Jr.'s third-inning home run on Fox put the Jays ahead for good in a 6-2 win over the Dodgers in Los Angeles. Game 5 is tonight in L.A. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Every time I turn around, my friends at Pure Talk give me one more reason to feel good about switching. This month, for instance, they're supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat veterans struggling with PTSD. The result? They're saving lives on both ends of the leash. This is why I switched to Pure Talk. I like being in business with an American wireless company who shares my values. Yeah, I appreciate unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and I bet you will too. But I think you'll really appreciate doing business with a company who gives back to the men and women who volunteered to defend our country. Just dial #250, say micro. With Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250, say micro, to switch to an American wireless company who actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
7:09, good morning everybody from News Radio WGNS. Brian Barrett joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett as we continue another hour of the Wake Up Crew. And right now, we kick it off with a check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy and breezy for today. Showers in the area. Storm is also possible. Highs top out near 58 degrees. Winds east-southeasterly 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, more showers, mainly after midnight. Lows drop to 45. And then still a chance for a few showers lingering into Thursday, mainly before noon. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 51.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good morning. There's an accident getting some attention out here on the west side. It's 40 eastbound at Charlotte Pike. They're also trying to clear up a wreck. 40 east near Donaldson Pike with this heavy rain coming down out here. Lots of standing water on main and secondary arteries this morning. You're going to have to give yourself a little bit of extra time. It's busy 24 westbound, especially coming out of Murfreesboro up through Antioch. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
With an auction, you'll receive a contract with no contingencies. That means the sale of your property won't depend on an inspection, financing, or appraisals.
You're 27 and a half.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Shake, Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time.
Work, name that work, movie. Work,
Sinora, work your body Lucy and Desi at the Bahamas.
Actually, I think it was in Beetlejuice.
Well, it may have been in Beetlejuice, but that's not originally. I mean, it's an old song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Lucy, I'm home.
So I think it was. I don't know. I just had this Halloween pack of, you know, stuff sent to me with cool Halloween stuff like
Happy Halloween.
Ooh.
Happy Halloween.
Who's sending you packs of audio?
I'm pretty important.
Oh. That just sounds like you.
You know, he finally admits it. He thinks he's important.
Well, no. We didn't need to hear him say it verbatim.
No, really.
It's weird, John. When I'm looking straight ahead, I'm looking at both of you, and you're like, it's like you're coming out of the top of his head, because your shirt is the same color as his headphones, and so you're just like peeking out of the top of his.
Oh, let me give him a little tickle right here.
Like a two-headed monster.
Yeah. It's like he's got a growth.
Oh, well, today brings us to episode 1777, just a couple of days until Halloween.
Trick or treat.
Smell my feet. Let's see. 2 days until...
Oh, gosh. We're in one county and we're like doing this. Oh.
MTSU plays Jack State at home tonight, so you can see some football at 6:30 kickoff over at the Floyd Stadium tonight. Tomorrow night, we've got Riverdale Oakland, the oldest battle in Rutherford County. So that'll be tomorrow night. And PCA versus MTCS. And I think I would say that's the newest rivalry. The Battle for the Airstrip or something like that, I think it's called. So both of those on WGNS and Big GTV this weekend. We've also got football for you going on in Middle Tennessee, not on the air. But Tennessee hosts Oklahoma. Vanderbilt's at Texas. And the Titans will host the Chargers. So pretty good week of football that is ahead. It's Brian and Dalton and John, who is coming to us from the comfort of his studio at home.
Oh, wow. Never heard it called a studio. Yeah, I am coming from my studio at home.
It's actually in your, you've got a desk that's in your kitchen-ish area.
No, this is my office, right? This is the office area. Kitchen area. Well, there's office, then there's a kitchen.
I think the professional term is nook.
Yeah, nook.
You're in your nook, and then
you can see, you guys can see the back of my, the front of my house, front of my right.
Yes, I can see your ceiling fan.
My dog is outside right now, freezing.
I see your two hooks with jackets hanging on them, as well as a picture beside them. There's a light switch and a door frame.
This is radio at its best, isn't it?
I see the windowsill and your curtains. Yeah.
So what is the door to your right? Is that like... That's
like
not,
here?
No, the other way then. That's, yeah, that's.
The kitchen is that way.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, and that's where Tipper is outside freezing to death. I'm going to let him in, though. I'm going to let him in, though, sometime this hour.
I thought you were about to stand up right now to do it. You looked like you were about to get, I'm going to let him in. I'm just going to go.
I forgot he was out there.
Poor little fella.
Yeah, I know it. Don't worry. Don't worry. We'll have enough of that. Once I bring him in.
Enough of that coming up. Well, John is coming to us remotely here for a little bit. He had,
I'm recuperating from home.
From his fortress of solitude.
Yeah. But the doctor said I can't drive for 4 weeks, which would be November 11th. Man, you'll already be in the postseason.
That's Veterans Day.
Yep.
Well, I mean, driving is a lot different. I think the biggest thing is going to be steps for you.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll ask him. I'm sure he'll tell me what I need to do.
And you're going to lie about what the answer is?
Well,
it would be kind of difficult to go to Chattanooga if we go.
Ah.
Not only the drive, then we've got an elevator, so that'd be the easiest part. But it's a long walk from the car to the, you know.
That's a month and a half.
Kind of depends on if I'm still in a cane or not.
You know, he's got one of those vans where we could get you in a wheelchair and roll you in. It's got a ramp on it.
Trust me, I've been listening to the games. He's in good hands. Man, he's got an old fellow on one end and a young guy on the other end. What more could you want?
But John, that's a game historically that I've gone with you guys.
I know. Well, if you go, I might consider it. But we'll have to bump somebody if you go.
See what you did.
we can't bump Brian.
I mean, I'm just in it for the food. That's why I go.
Yeah. Pretty nice. We have to tell Brian where to stop, though. He won't pick a place.
Yeah, that's true. So, he'll take you to McDonald's.
Where'd we go last time? It was a spaghetti place, wasn't it?
Yes.
I think we had spaghetti, yeah. Mm.
It's kind of an Italian restaurant.
You can't count on the food at the stadium because they get for the press. Because we never hit the time when we can have the dinner. It's the lunch or the dinner, and we miss it usually both times.
Usually there's like a bag of chips or something.
Yeah, left, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
There's some snack food, but I mean, they actually cater lunch and dinner, I think. But it's just the game time and such. But hopefully we're back there. We'll see. John's already predicted it.
Yeah, we're going to be there. I'm not going to, don't tell me what team, just we're going to be there.
Yeah, yeah. You've kind of already kind of went out on the limb on that one. So, but.
I mean, they're going to be there.
Yeah, it didn't work, did it? I said we, and he kind of got excited about it.
It is a fun trip, though. It's a fun trip.
Well, John, I think it's a package deal. If we're there, I mean, I might be there. You never know. But I'm not going if you're not going.
We don't have enough people. We don't have enough room in the car to take everybody if you go.
That's true.
Somebody'd have to get bumped, including one of our TV crew members.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I could do. Maybe I could run TV. Well, if we won't have TV.
Yeah, not from that. Yeah. From that game. All right. Speaking of sports, here's some more coming up.
This is News Radio WGNS Prime Time Sports,
sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day
from the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The Toronto Blue Jays are even two games apiece in the World Series after winning at L.A. in Game 4. 6-2 the final. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. with an early two-run homer. The winning pitcher, Southern California native Shane Bieber, went 5 1/3 innings, one run allowed. The loss to pitcher Shohei Ohtani. He went 6-plus innings on the hill, 6 strikeouts. When he came out, the team was down 2-1. All of the games started about 8 p.m. Eastern time on Fox TV, and Game 5 is in L.A. Wednesday, Game 6 Friday in Toronto. The New Orleans Saints will start rookie quarterback Tyler Shuck at the Rams on Sunday. Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is due to return to practice Wednesday after his hamstring injury. And Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson practiced fully. He's due to return to play this Thursday night at Miami after a hamstring injury. In the NBA, Oklahoma City's 5-0 after edging Sacramento. Philadelphia's 4-0 after winning in overtime at Washington.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport, and I just want to tell you about Adams Place. It is a wonderful place to live. Before I moved in here, a friend and I came together and we always ate lunch and walked around. Do I know you? Are you new here? It's very nice. because it's easy to be in your own home and be isolated. It's nice to just come out of your apartment and find someone that says, hello, how are you? I mean, it just makes you feel good.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through Sharing Change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. Find out more how your spare change can make a difference at sharingchange.org.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Get rid of brown splotches, red marks on our face, as well as fine lines and wrinkles. Look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the law offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
My name is Laura Lynn, and my family needed legal help. The law offices of John Day took the burden really off of my shoulders. Never once did I feel secondary to anything else that was going on.
We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat or how our lettuce is grown?
Or maybe about our corn or our maters. Just ask.
Your farmer's right there at the booth. That's the Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
John R. Rice Boulevard at the Lane Agri Park, celebrating 50 years.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
A spooky edition this morning of Random Questions, and Dalton is going to be the special guest random questioneer.
And now it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
And we're joined by Chipper Dinkins.
I was going to say, first question is for Chipper.
Where's his little theme song?
Everybody loves Chipper Jones.
He'll probably give as good answers as Brian will give.
Yeah, I'd say. What was the last toy you chewed up? Thank you, Chipper. Okay, this is a question for both. We'll probably, John, have you go first with your answer.
Okay.
That'll be the easiest, I think. When was the last time you sat in silence?
During one of Brian's post-game shows.
You just sat and kind of stared out the window?
Just listened to him, you know, wrap up and stuff. That's about 12 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's a long time.
Mine was probably in the bathroom yesterday.
Oh, you don't talk to yourself in the bathroom?
No.
Okay.
Of course not.
I think it means not doing anything, like you're not on your phone or reading, like you're just sitting.
Oh, if you're on, well, I've been doing that a lot this past week, being on drugs and things like that.
Makes your brain start working.
I mean, it's just like you're just like a zombie kind of sitting there.
This is a weird one. It's from John's book, though. I'm not making these up. If Alvin, the chipmunk from Alvin and the Chipmunks, was not named Alvin, what would you name him?
Rudy.
That's a good answer.
Rudy the Chipmunk. I'm going to go with Acorn.
Acorn the chipmunk.
Mm-hmm. Chipmunks eat acorns.
Okay.
Acorn the chipmunk. Hey, let's name myself after something they're going to eat me with. Okay. All right.
If you had to be without one sense, sight, sound, taste, touch, smell, whichever, for one day, what would you choose?
Just for one day.
Just one day.
What are the senses again?
Sight, sound, touch, taste, and smell.
Touch.
Oh, no touch. I think I'd go without smell, personally.
I kind of do that every day. Well, I mean, we experienced at least two of those during COVID.
It's true.
Look at me. Do you think I go without smell? I can't smell food? No.
I do like the smell of food. Do you have an answer?
I would say probably sight would be weird. When I was a kid, driving my four-wheeler in the snow, I didn't know you needed to wear sunglasses. So I got that snow blindness or whatever you can get if you don't wear in the snow for like an hour and a half, and it was scary.
And you can't go without sound.
What?
He already goes without sound.
Have you ever sneaked a peek at someone else's journal or notebook?
No, I don't think I have. I don't know. I don't want to know what they're thinking.
That's kind of how I am.
No.
Because I might be in it.
I don't believe you for a second. I know you were reading Bobby's journal.
She had a journal? I don't know.
What is the last picture you took that wasn't a selfie?
Oh, wow. I took a picture of Chipper.
Okay.
I take a lot of pictures of Chipper as he matures.
That's probably the common answer, is a picture of your dog.
Yeah.
Let's see. I have seven pictures and two videos of the greenway around the tower where the beavers built a dam. I went beaver hunting.
You went to hunt the beavers? I'm surprised they're still alive.
I thought you would say Lena, granddaughter.
I don't take that many photos. I get to see a lot of photos.
He's got more pictures of Ladybug on his phone than Lena, I'm sure.
She's precious. Not Ladybug, Lena.
If you could master any skill or talent automatically, what would it be?
Master any skill or talent, what would it be? Piano.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
The piano.
Wow.
I always wanted to play the piano. I just don't have the patience for it.
If I could master it, I mean, it could be a difficult thing to do.
It's anything.
Play an instrument, but I don't think I have the patience to try to teach myself to do that.
It's automatic.
What do you mean it's automatic?
Like, that's the rule of the question. It would be you automatically master that skill.
Oh.
It comes easy for you.
Yeah. Something with a computer, I'd say.
Oh, okay. Not an instrument.
I taught myself how to edit video.
But you don't need to. It can be anything.
I don't understand what you're saying. What are you asking me to do?
You just, if you could just automatically master any skill, what skill would you choose?
Well, I said playing an instrument, if I could.
Not any particular instrument?
No.
Just any instrument?
Yeah,
okay.
Any of them more. Well, on that note.
Should all things Christmas be illegal until December 1st?
No.
Yes. And that is Random Questions.
SRM Concrete is the largest ready-mix producer in the country, yet is still family-owned and operated. Locally grown, nationally known, SRM delivers unmatched quality and service. You call, we haul. We're SRM Concrete.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
When my husband died, my son called me and wanted me to come and live here. My oldest son lives here with my two grandchildren and my four great-grandchildren, and he's a wonderful blessing to me.
This is Shanda McDaniel, the Community Relations Director at the Villages of Murfreesboro. come see us, the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the Avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:30 Wednesday morning, just a couple of days until Halloween. It's October the 29th, episode 1777 of The Wake Up Crew.
And happy birthday today to Stephanie McGoldrick, Ron Jordan, Robert Alsop, Bill Watts, Bill Bryant, Charlie Monk, and Deshae McDonald.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, get them into us, 615-893-1450 is the phone number, wgnsradio.com/birthdays, that's the website, and a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue, that's the prize.
Indeed, call or text, last chance to get those in for this 29th day of October. Want to say good morning to our friends over at America's Thrift Store. Save big. America's Thrift is now open at MLK Jr. Boulevard. Don't forget, they're your Halloween hub. You walk in the store, you've got all the Halloween last-minute costume additions that you might need to make, all the makeup and stuff. It's all right there at MLK Jr. Boulevard, America's Thrift.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy and breezy for today. Showers in the area. Storm is also possible. Highs top out near 58 degrees. Winds east-southeasterly 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, more showers, mainly after midnight. Lows drop to 45. And then still chance for a few showers lingering into Thursday, mainly before noon. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 51.
We're trying to clear up several accidents out here. 65 southbound at Highway 96 there, and Franklin's been out there for quite some time. It is in its cleanup stages. Still a bit slow with some rubbernecking. 65 northbound here at Harding Place as they try to clear up this crash. Also had that one on the west side. It's now over to the side. 40 eastbound at Charlotte Pike. It's had traffic a little bit slow coming in from Bellevue for the last 30, 45 minutes. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Tennessee State Parks are inviting the public to help shape the future of their natural spaces through a series of upcoming meetings focused on site management plans. As part of a decade-long comprehensive strategic plan, each of Tennessee's 62 state parks, including those impacting Rutherford County, must update their personal operating goals. The meeting, which runs from November 10th through January the 8th, will take place at or near 14 designated parks, giving residents the opportunity to provide feedback on objectives related to resource stewardship, visitor experience, amenities, and operations. Greer Tidwell, Deputy Commissioner of the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation, emphasized the importance of community input in preserving the state's natural and cultural resources. Comments can also be submitted online or by mail. Meanwhile, Murfreesboro is set for a festive twist on Halloween as the Rutherford County Farmers Market transforms into a Halloween harvest wonderland. On Friday, October the 31st, from 7 a.m. until noon, the market at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard will host a celebration filled with fall produce, baked goods, crafts, and family-friendly fun. UTTSU Extension Agent and County Director Anthony Tuggle highlighted the event as a joyful way for families to safely enjoy Halloween while supporting local farmers. Highlights include a screening of It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown at 10 a.m., kid-friendly games, and a vendor booth decorating contest. With costumes encouraged and spooky cheer in full swing, it's a spirited way for Murfreesboro families to kick off Halloween morning. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hey, this is Hunter Dorton with Mycoterra Pharmacy. We grow gourmet and medicinal mushrooms. We sell fresh mushrooms, dried mushrooms, powders, tinctures, mushroom-infused honey. We sell mushroom coffee, mushroom brew. different tinctures to take as a supplement. We also grow our own herbs, make loose leaf tea, topical salve, and CBD products. So come and check us out at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, the Nolensville Farmers Market, and the Franklin Farmers Market on the weekends. And we're happy to be of service to you and help you and get your health journey on the right track.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of being open.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We're back on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS, and this morning we are going to play Who Said That?
The mini game of mismatched quotes. So I'll give you a quote, and then two options for who said it, and you'll say which one you think it is. It's pretty simple.
Okay.
And it is a competition. So
of course it is.
You and John are playing against each other. Quote, everything you can imagine is real. Is that Stephen Hawking or Pablo Picasso?
Pablo Picasso.
Stephen Hawking or Pablo Picasso?
Do we both answer?
Yes. You're playing against each other. It is a competition.
I'll go with Picasso.
You guys are both incorrect. No, I'm sorry. You guys are both correct. That was Pablo Picasso. Next quote. I would have changed my last name if being famous were my goal. Was that Henry Winkler or Zach Galifianakis?
That could apply to both of them.
It could. Winkler is not as bad as saying Galifianakis.
Let's go with Zach Galifianakis.
That's what I would say.
You guys are both correct.
Ooh.
Tied up at 2-2. Trendy is the last stage before tacky. Who said that? Was it Karl Lagerfeld or Sir Elton John?
Your turn to go first.
That does not sound like something that Elton John would say.
Trendy is the last stage before tacky. I don't know what Elton John sounds like.
Well, I know, but...
Zach Gokerfield or whatever his name is.
Yeah, everything Elton John would have worn would have been considered tacky by others.
Okay, so Elton John is... Or y'all, Karl Lagerfeld is both of y'all's... Okay, that is correct.
Who is Karl?
I don't know.
Okay.
Quote... Try not, do or do not, there is no try. Was that Sir Winston Churchill or Master Yoda?
Okay, say that again one more time.
Try not, do or do not, there is no try. Was that Winston Churchill or Yoda?
Can I have that in a Yoda voice?
Try not, do or do not, there is no try.
I'm going with Yoda.
Can I have it in a Winston Churchill voice?
Try not, do or do not, there is no try.
Okay, I'm going with Yoda. That way we'll still be tied.
Okay, that is correct. It is Yoda. I have never been in a real altercation. I'm just being very honest, but I've never gotten into a fight ever. Was that Floyd Mayweather or Liam Neeson?
Well, Floyd Mayweather's a boxer, but that's not what he's talking about, though. He's talking about ever gotten into a fight. I'm going with Floyd Mayweather.
To be different, I'll go Liam Neeson.
I'll find you.
Oh, okay. So now we're at this. This is the tiebreaker.
Turning point, yeah.
And the correct answer was Liam Neeson.
Oh, good job, Brian. Great
it's
guess.
Now 5-4.
And a 50-50 shot.
Quote, sell a man a fish, he eats for a day. Teach a man how to fish, you ruin a wonderful business opportunity. Was that Karl Marx or Donald Trump?
Say again.
Sell a man a fish and he eats for a day. Teach a man how to fish and you ruin a wonderful business opportunity.
Donald Trump.
That sounds Trumpish.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Both of y'all? Okay, it was Karl Marx.
Man, I had a chance to go by two, and you blew it.
Quote, I've done some movies that went right in the toilet, right? Was that Tom Cruise or Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I'm going to say Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I can't believe Tom Cruise hadn't had enough bad ones. I'll go with Schwarzenegger.
That is correct. Point for both of you. One more? See if you can tie it up, John.
Yeah, I'll just go against whatever he says.
I don't read books. I only read minds. Chris Angel or Liam Gallagher?
You got to go first.
Liam Gallagher?
Opposite. I'll go the other one.
Yeah, the answer was Liam Gallagher.
Oh, man. Tried my best.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
We're talking with Peggy Parton. What have you enjoyed most about Adams Place?
The wonderful people that are here, and certainly all those that take care of us and guide us, and they have something going all the time, and it's delightful. And the security that you feel here, it's wonderful.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Trick or treat.
Coming up on 7:43 here from News Radio WGNS as we wrap up this Halloween Eve Eve. Yeah, Halloween Eve Eve show. Today's the 29th of October. Halloween is Friday, of course. And glad you're along with us. Episode 1777, just about in the books here this morning. We say good morning to Joshua Sanders, today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, for all he does to keep Rutherford County safe. Joshua Sanders, the recipient of flowers from Jenny Harrison, and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. They're out on South Academy and, of course, WGNS. So visit and, gift ideas, special birthdays, anniversaries, things of that nature. Don't forget Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. Today's Good Neighbor Spotlight, presented by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and celebrating the difference makers who pour their hearts into Rutherford County. Text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 to nominate a Good Neighbor of the Day, or head on over to our website, wgnsradio.com/goodneighbor. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and through Sharing Change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. Learn more at sharingchange.org. That's sharingchange.org.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Nice guy.
Hey guys, what did the eye doctor say to Jose?
I don't know, what?
Jose, can you see?
Replay.
I'd heard that, so I abstained.
What, did you laugh at the person who said that before, or did you just read it?
Oh, you want to get an answer out of me. You really want me to do it?
He's sparing you.
Oh, Well, I was just curious where he heard it.
It would have been a thumbs down if I, you know.
Oh, wow.
But it wasn't because I abstained. I saved you.
Okay. Well, thank you for
that. Dalton, who you're always critical of, gave you a thumbs up.
I thought it was pretty funny. You know, like the national anthem.
Yeah.
That was an oldie but a goodie, I guess.
Yeah. It came out of the old archives. Well, what are some of the things that we've learned today?
The main thing I've learned today is that I need to start a fire in here or something because I am freezing to death. Listeners, I need you to understand. When I say it's colder in here than it is outside, if you just got in your car and have not turned the heat on yet, it's colder in this studio. My glasses are fogging up. There's ice crystals forming on the seats. It is maximum 45 degrees in here.
Yikes.
It's not any colder than it normally is.
It is. It has to be.
We also talked about my hip replacement. Well, probably a little too much information. Also, random questions was kind of odd. Not the questions, but the answers. And we played a game which came really right down to guessing. And I guess Brian's a better guesser than I am.
Today, tomorrow, who knows?
Oh, we're playing again tomorrow?
Well, no, let's see. Not tomorrow, but...
2 more days until Halloween.
Yes, yeah. It's the spooky season.
Thanksgiving, Christmas countdowns.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Ooh, I've forgotten about that.
Thanksgiving's almost here.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go.
Well, this would be our...
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, we've got 3 more counting today, songs of the day. And today's song of the day happens...
Hey Dalton.
Hey, John.
I am coming out of his head. Look.
Yeah, I can see you. Yeah, you're like really popping right out of his head.
Twins, if he just raises his head up a little higher.
This happens to be Casting My Spell by Johnny Otis and Mercy Lee. Have a good day, everybody. Enjoy your Wednesday. I took them in the ground, round, 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 round. I took an old dish, a dry fish, and made it crazy sound, 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 sound. I took a goose egg, a frog leg, and hit them in a sack, 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 sack. Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly cloudy and breezy for today. Showers in the area. Storm is also possible. Highs top out near 58 degrees. Winds east-southeasterly 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, more showers, mainly after midnight. Lows drop to 45. And then still a chance for a few showers lingering into Thursday, mainly before noon. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 51.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World.